The suit brought by UW Oshkosh Professor William McConkie says the 2006 referendum on gay marriage in the state violated the state constitution because it included two different issues, banning gay marriage and banning civil unions. The suit claims the state's constitution requires all referendums to address only one issue. This week, the state appeals court ruled the referendum's wording did raise constitutional questions that the high court should clarify. McConkie's lawyer, Lester Pine, says he's hopeful the Supreme Court will address those issues.
The Supreme Court could say, well, you might not have thought that the law was clear in this area, but we do, and then just apply it and decide the case.
Gay marriage advocates like Glenn Carlson of Fair Wisconsin hope the court will clarify the rules in a way that invalidates the state's same-sex union ban.
Certainly, if the suit is successful, it will throw out the result of the November election in 2006. But there seems to be an awful long way to go between where we are today and getting to that point.
Supporters of the gay marriage ban are suspicious of the timing of this week's ruling. Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Council says it seems odd that it came just after Iowa's high court ruled to legalize gay marriage and Wisconsin voters reelected longtime state Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen will argue the case supporting the gay marriage ban if and when the state high court decides to consider it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.